2 months before my father passed away, he was at the Monarch Springs camp meeting for his last time. In the morning service of July 22, 1985, he left a clear testimony of his love for the Lord and requested the congregation to sing with him the song, Glorious Peace.
Because I'm just going to take a few minutes here, and then whoever the Lord has given a message to, you're going to be at liberty to do whatever the Lord wants you to do. But I just want to do my little chore, my little duty, and tell you that we need to be reminded sometimes of the things of the past, the goals of the present, and the anticipation of the future, and what we're looking forward to. This morning it was my privilege, Francis and I walked down the hill, down through the park. There are many things that come back to our minds, you know, as we look over the grounds and of the days that are gone. Those who've been with us through the years that are past, and how we miss them today. Those old saints who stood for the truth and lived for the truth and preached the truth and all that. We miss them today. We look for, you know, for a steadying hand or a steadying word of advice or something. There are others coming on that are living for God too, and how wonderful that is. And we hope there just be a flood of saints just go right on down through the years. That's what we want, isn't it? But anyway, we walked down, we thought about the tent that used to be down the other side of the road over there. You know, the Lord gave many victories in those days, as well as He's still giving victories today. And there are those of us who remember some of those victories and how God worked and rebuked the devil and gave deliverance. We're still enjoying the blessings of the Lord by the victories that we had then. One thing was a little bit impressive to me. Others were with us, and I walked by where the springs used to be. Monarch Springs? I didn't find any springs. Evidently, they've been filled in. I did find one place where the water was kind of seeping up there. It'd been covered up. Evidently, the springs covered up. But you know, there was a time when we had the meeting over there that we took the buckets and went down there and dipped up water. That's what we used for water, out of the springs. Oh, yes. And now the springs, I can't find them. Evidently, they're covered up. I wonder how many springs was springing in those days, the springs and joy of salvation that some people have covered up today. The water isn't flowing anymore. Things, debris and dirt and various things have gotten in the way, and the spring isn't flowing anymore. You know, the scripture said, Jesus said, he that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Just good fresh water just running. That's one thing I like about Missouri and Arkansas. Monarch. M-O, Missouri, and Arkansas, A-R-K, Monarch. The old train that used to run down there. That's one thing I like about Monarch Springs. Because, you know, salvation is free, and the water just runs free over the rocks and the hills and through the valleys and purifies itself. And I'm glad today for the springs of salvation that's still springing up in my heart. Now, I'm going to bring this to a very short conclusion here, but I just wanted to say a few words and let you know I still have the joy flowing in my soul. I enjoy living for the Lord. It's the greatest thing on earth, and we're looking forward. One of these days, we're going to have a homecoming, and we're faithful to the Lord like we have never been in before. I think of those who have been faithful. They went through valleys of tears. They went through days of hardship and deprivation and many conveniences we have today, which they didn't have. But they love God and they serve Him and they've gone to their reward. I'm looking forward to one of that day when there's a great homecoming of the saints of God. And one of my favorite songs, Brother Kenneth asked me this morning, says, why don't you get up there and lead these songs and like in the good old days, you know, like what? Well, I tell you, I'm glad other people are coming right on and able to do these things for the Lord. And I don't have to do that, but I tell you, I do want you to sing one song and help me sing one song. Will you do that? I believe it's number 149. And I'd like for everybody that would to help me sing this song. It's one that I've learned to love down through the years, and I just want you to help me sing.